two Republican attorneys who orchestrated a scheme to send a false slate of presidential electors to Congress have agreed to settle their lawsuit. It's Tuesday, March 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, artificial intelligence is becoming increasingly popular with employers. Joe Schultz has the details on a newly formed state task force working to protect workers. And the upcoming season of the cooking competition show Top Chef is premiering later this month. We'll hear from a Milwaukee chef competing in the show. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A bill signed by Governor Tony Evers yesterday will expand a tax credit for money spent on childcare expenses. Sarah Lear has more.
The new law will let people claim 100% of a federal dependent and childcare tax credit on their state taxes. Previously, Wisconsinites could only claim 50%. The expansion will affect more than 100,000 filers, with an average benefit of more than $650. Evers says the credit will help parents with steep costs and encourage them to stay in the workforce. The Democratic governor rejected the rest of a Republican tax package last week after warning the cuts, totaling more than $1 billion, could put Wisconsin on a, quote, path to insolvency. The vetoed bills would have cut taxes for retirees, increased a credit for married couples, and expanded Wisconsin's second lowest income tax bracket. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two Republican attorneys who orchestrated a scheme to send fake electoral ballots from Wisconsin to Congress in 2020 have agreed to never do it again. The liberal firm Law Forward announced yesterday that attorneys Jim Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro have settled a lawsuit related to efforts by former President Donald Trump's campaign to overturn his 2020 loss to President Joe Biden. The settlements also required Troupas and Chesbro to turn over more than 1,400 pages of new emails and text messages, all related to the Trump campaign's efforts. Scott Thompson is an attorney with Law Forward.
Both agreements secure a prevention on this activity ever again. In other words, if they're going to work on electoral votes again, they have to be real electoral votes.
In a statement, Troupas says he signed the settlement to avoid endless litigation and that it's not an admission of fault. Leaders of Wisconsin agencies say they're working to embrace artificial intelligence while protecting workers. Joe Schultz has more on the governor's task force on AI meeting in Oshkosh yesterday.
The task force is about halfway through developing recommendations for investments in workforce development and education around AI. That's according to Amy Pahacek. She leads the Department of Workforce Development and chairs the task force.
What it takes to be a worker in the 21st century and beyond is going to be very different than what it looked like in the past.
Amanda Ballantyne is with the AFL-CIO. She told the task force there needs to be programs in place to train workers in AI.
Otherwise, we will probably end up in a situation where new workers in the market are outcompeting incumbent workers, and a lot of people get left behind.
The task force hopes to release an advisory plan for Governor Evers this summer. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Later this month, Wisconsinites will be able to watch one of their own compete on the cooking show Top Chef. Margaret Faust reports a Milwaukee chef is among the contestants.
Dan Jacobs co-owns two restaurants in the city. He says no matter what food he makes, he cooks with all of his senses. He listens to know when onions and garlic cloves are done. Taste is also important to him. He says he tries to make delicious yet simple food.
How do we make something sing with like three or four ingredients on the plate and make it so memorable that you want more of it even though we just gave you a little bit?
Jacobs brought his cooking philosophies to the competition. He's tried out for the show a dozen times and he finally got his chance. He says he used his experience to his advantage. He can't share who wins, but he says the show is full of surprises. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a lot of Wisconsinites right now having mixed feelings about the sunny, spring-like days in the middle of what's supposed to be a bitter cold winter. WPR's Danielle Kading will visit some northern Wisconsin businesses who rely on snowy months to talk about how they're adapting to the warmer winters. That's just ahead. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, northern Wisconsin's snow drought has been dramatic this year. The region's snowfall has been between 20 and 60 inches below average since November. The lack of snow has been devastating to the state's winter tourism industry, and this winter is on track to be Wisconsin's warmest ever recorded. As Danielle Kading reports, that's forced local businesses and outdoor enthusiasts to adapt.
As the sun shone overhead, blinding white snow blanketed the course at the start of the American Birkebeiner ski race. Temperatures hovered below freezing, and hundreds of skiers and spectators waited for the starting gun at the 50th anniversary of North America's largest cross-country ski race. But if it weren't for artificial snow, it's likely the race would have never happened. Organizers announced in early February that the Berkey would be held on a shorter course and on snow they made themselves.
Pretty amazing that we have no snow otherwise and they were able to still pull off this race.
That's 44-year-old Ann Nischke of Stevens Point. She cheered on elite skiers as they raced laps on a 10-kilometer course and cable. Nischke skied a shorter race the day before. She says even that was tough.
Well, like this year I didn't train at all.
She switched to running to train for the race, and so did 18-year-old Laura Johnson of Madison. She was waiting to ski a shorter version of the Berkey. While she's glad the event took place, she says it wasn't the same this year.
Because it's not the full thing, and like, I really enjoy going into Hayward and finishing up in the middle of the street.
Some skiers say artificial snow made the course icy and difficult to navigate. Others say it created faster conditions and praised organizers for pulling off the race. But 64-year-old Rich Montana of Amory was just glad the event happened at all.
Thank God there's man-made snow.
About a 20-minute drive away in downtown Hayward, people are shopping at businesses like Riverbrook Bike and Ski.
Thank you.
Cindy Smith-Kaner co-owns the shop. She says the lack of snow means ski sales have been almost non-existent, and many businesses are saying revenues are down 75%.
We're just looking ahead. I don't want to dwell on that number. Just think to the future, and I think it makes you be more conservative and diversified.
Hotels, lodges, and restaurants have missed out on customers who usually come up to ski, snowmobile, and ice fish. That's according to Chris Ruckdashel with the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. He says some businesses have reported losses of hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's prompted the chamber to promote the use of ATVs instead.
It's helped a lot. It just hasn't completely replaced what otherwise would have been.
Not all businesses say the warm winter is hurting their bottom line.
And then she's going to do a glass of Prosecco.
Caroline Gertis with Three Fly Sisters Taps and Wines says some people have been more willing to get out of their homes with the warmer weather.
You know, despite the no snow, we've been extremely busy. I think because we're not dependent on that snowmobile traffic and we're right in town, everyone's shopping and doing fun things.
At Myers Beach on Lake Superior, ice melts in the midday sun along the shoreline before giving way to open water. A decade ago, almost 150,000 people visited here to see the ice caves within the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. The ice caves haven't been open to the public since 2015. This year, Neil Schrader of Washburn saw the massive ice formations from a kayak.
Big chunks of ice, goes some 30 feet long, and then little tiny icicles inside the caves and on things, and from the water splashing up against it. It was just a real beautiful, surreal kind of experience.
Schrader has paddled to the caves a couple times this winter, but he warned it's dangerous. An emergency room physician, he says people could die within seconds if they fall in the icy waters. While he enjoys winter paddling, he says the warmer weather has been kind of a bummer.
But, you know, you have to kind of adapt. Go running, go kayaking, do other things.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
don't think any of us have seen a winter quite like this one. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Mallory Chang and John Davis, they were the people putting the show for you together behind the scenes today. Hit that subscribe button, tell a friend, anything you can do to spread the word. As always, we do appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.